Finally, in this session, we will take a look at K codes. A K code is essentially a negative code and will arise where benefits exceed allowances for the year. So, whereas in the case of a normal code, an employee has an amount of tax-free pay each month, where an employee has a K code, this will actually increase the taxable pay each month. So, by way of an example, let us take an employee with a normal personal allowance. This employee has total benefits of £8,440 for the year. So you will see that benefits exceed allowances by £1,965. So in essence, he has negative allowances of £1,965. A K code is so called because the code is prefixed by the letter K. Here we take £1,965, we remove the final 5 to give us 196, and then HMRC deduct 1 to give us 195. HMRC then put a K on the front so that the code becomes K195. Of course, if the employee has adjusted net income in excess of £112,950 in 2010-11, he will not be entitled to a personal allowance. If he has no other reliefs available, he will have negative allowances equal to the amount of the benefits of £8,440. We remove the final digit and deduct 1 to give us a code of K843. This will be notified to the employer by HMRC on form P9T. What this tells the employer is to increase the employee's PAYE income by a certain amount each month so as to effectively tax the benefits at source. When a K code is used, the maximum amount of tax that can be deducted in any period cannot exceed 50% of gross pay. So, for example, if an employee has gross cash pay of £3,000 in a month, the maximum amount of tax that can be deducted under PAYE is £1,500. This is to prevent hardship, i.e. to prevent an employee's cash pay from being totally wiped out in tax. One final thing to mention here about codes is that the sole purpose of the code is to determine how much tax an employee pays each year under PAYE. If you think back to your income tax computation, you always tax the gross employment income and then deduct tax already paid under PAYE at the bottom to give you a figure of tax due or tax repayable. As far as is possible, the revenue will try to make the tax deducted under PAYE more or less equal to the employee's tax liability for the year by using the tax code system. However, they understand that PAYE codes cannot be totally accurate, so small under or overpayments are inevitable. If on receiving his Form P2 an employee thinks that his tax code is incorrect, the employee can make an appeal to the Inland Revenue. The appeal can be made in writing or, most of the time, it is perfectly acceptable to telephone the tax office and ask them to change the tax code. Let us try a couple of practice questions. In the first one, you are asked to decide which of the 6 forms of remuneration shown on the screen are treated as PAYE income. Simply click on your choices and check your answer by using the button on the bottom of your page. Let us run through the solution to question 1. The performance-related bonus is subject to pay-as-you-earn because it is PAYE employment income. If an employee receives cash remuneration, it is highly likely that PAYE should be applied. Similarly, statutory sick pay is PAYE social security income. If an employee is given use of a company car and has a company car benefit, this is not PAYE income, although the revenue will effectively tax this benefit at source by restricting the tax code. The important thing to note here is that benefits are generally not PAYE income and are not entered onto the PAYE deduction sheets. The reimbursement of non-taxable business expenses is not subject to PAYE. If a bonus is paid in silver bullion, this will be subject to tax under PAYE because it will constitute a readily convertible asset. If you remember, any asset that can be traded on a recognised share or commodities exchange, such as silver bullion, will be subject to PAYE. Any termination payments, i.e. any payments to compensate an employee for loss of office, to the extent that they are taxable, are also taxed under PAYE, again, as PAYE employment income. Albert is 76, and so is entitled to personal age allowances. He is married, so he is also entitled to married couples relief. You are told in the question that Albert has a salary of £18,000 and no other income. This means that as his income will be less than £22,900, the age allowances are given in full with no restriction. As such, Albert's married couples relief will be £6,965 at 10%, which equals £696. Married couples relief is given as a tax reducer, so we need to factor this in to Albert's tax code. We therefore need to increase Albert's allowances by such an amount that it saves Albert tax of £696. As Albert is a basic rate taxpayer, we do this by multiplying by 100 over 20. This has the effect of giving Albert additional allowances of £3,480. The whole idea is that by increasing Albert's allowances by £3,480, we save him tax of 20%, giving rise to a tax saving of £696. Adding these together gives Albert total allowances of £13,120. We remove the last digit to give us a tax code of 1312, and this time we add the suffix Y, which denotes that Albert is entitled to the higher personal allowances available to persons over age 75. So, Albert's tax code will be 1312Y. That concludes this lecture on the introduction to PAYE.